Welcome to Nutra Herself. I'm your host, Amanda, and I'm a midlife stepmom who is passionate about the ins and outs of nutrition yourself. I am so excited to share my story and the stories of others who can share their inspiration because I know life is effing hard, and I get that. And so often, as women, we put ourselves last. I want this podcast to be here so you know you are not alone. And if I can help in some of your journey, bonus. Grab my hand, and together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Let's get started. Hey, my friends, how are you? Just wanted to come in here very quickly on a Thursday. We have been in a series on Thursdays talking about things that have helped me be more accountable to myself, because I know it's one thing to know and talk about how to take care of myself better, but a whole other aspect is actually doing it and taking care of myself. So we talked about scheduling it and how if it's in your schedule, you're more likely to actually do the thing. We talked about sharing it out to Facebook, sharing it out to a family member, sharing it out to your BFF, whatever it may be. If you share it to someone and someone else knows about it, you're probably going to do it. We also talked about tracking it, because when you track what you do and then you can see it over a week, a month, 3 months' time, it really makes you feel motivated and excited because you've done it. And last week we talked about giving yourself permission for it, like just allowing yourself to do it. And sometimes that's one of the hardest steps. So for this week, I thought I would talk about money. And for me, I get money is hard to talk about. I definitely get it for me. Like for me, money almost has like a negative connotation to it almost. When I say it, it can almost make me shrink in. It makes my gut feel like, uh-oh. So I have been really working on my money issues, and I would love to dive into that on an episode later. And if you have money issues where it makes you have like a negative connotation and not feel that great, I would love to know about it. And maybe we can work on that together too. But what I do know to be true, and this has been so true for so many years now, is that if I pay for something, the chances of me doing it, well, it skyrockets. Even starting with college. In high school, I was okay. I got it done. I got the work done. I was average. I didn't really care too much about it. But when I went to college and I had to pay for my classes, all of a sudden, I had a 4.0 GPA. I got the work done. I got the assignments done. I put the effort in. I read the books. I wrote the papers, the whole nine yards. I was paying for it. It meant something. And I value money. I work hard for my money. I have for, you know, ever since I was 15, I needed a car, and my parents said, well, if you need a car, you better get a job. So I got a job and I started working hard and paying for that car. And I feel like we all work hard, right? We work so many hours that are mentally hard, emotionally hard, physically hard. So when I pay money, I think about what I'm getting. What's the value? What's the importance? What am I getting back in exchange? And I feel like if you're listening to me and you're wanting to reach a goal, then that goal and getting to that goal has value for you and for your life, for those involved in your life. An example for me is like when I had a goal to work out, to get stronger and fitter. And so I had a coach that did one-on-one with me. And because I was paying that one-on-one good money, I showed up every week. I did the exercises they told me to do. I held the plank as long as they wanted me to do. I did the stupid burpees that they wanted me to do because that was my goal and I was paying for it. And I've done this with other things too. Like I've done that with different coaches that I've had in my business now too. Like when I put money towards it, I'm going to show up. I'm going to do the work. So maybe think about what your goal is and if there's a way to attach money to it. And this could look so many different ways. Yes, this could be like paying for a class, paying for a coach to keep you accountable, for sure. It could also look like maybe you have this goal to get to this place, and there's 5 steps to get there. And every step, you take X amount of money, and you put it in a little jar. And when you get to those 5 steps at the end, you take that money out of the jar, and you get to treat yourself. You buy a new pair of jeans, or you go on a trip, or whatever it is, there's lots of ways to attach money to a goal. But if you're like me, if you attach money to a goal, it gives it value, importance, and you get it done. And that's what we've been talking about, right? Like how to get things done. So that is my last one, talking about how to get things done. I hope they've helped you. I hope maybe you can resonate with them. Take what you want, leave what you want. Let me know though. Reach out and let me know if any of this has resonated with you or if you have your own suggestions. I would love to know your own suggestions. So, anyways, I love you. You're worth it. I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If this resonates with you or you think someone else could benefit, please share this episode and tag me. I truly want you to grab my hand so together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Love you.